For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. A doctor for Mercy Hospitals says several people have been treated in Missouri emergency rooms after taking the parasite drug ivermectin, even as experts warn of dangerous side effects and a lack of proof that it helps treat COVID-19. Dr. Stephen Brown told KMOV-TV that cases of ivermectin toxicity have occurred at Mercy Hospitals across the state. Brown is a virtual care physician for Mercy. In addition to the illnesses, Brown says he's seen deaths among people who relied on ivermectin to prevent or treat the virus. The City of Columbia's 5th and Walnut parking garage will undergo safety enhancements this fall. The Columbia Missourian reports, in the past decade, the garage has been the site of several suicides, which has prompted a more insistent public interest in preventing dangerous access on the higher levels. The bid period for the project opened in August and closes Thursday. The city's Public Works Department will open and review bids from contractors for the project's first phase Thursday and Friday, according to Sydney Olson, the city's public information officer. The first phase will involve erecting an 8-foot-tall fence on the garage's 9th level. In the second phase, steel panels individually will be placed to cover the openings of the remaining upper-level floors. Construction of the fence will be the most significant step taken thus far to address safety concerns on that floor. Under a new state law that went into effect late last month, Missouri will become the final state to enforce a federal law designed to ensure mental health care is covered by insurance providers the same as treatments for physical ailments. The Missouri Independent reports the provisions were included in House Bill 604, an omnibus insurance bill sponsored by Representative Curtis Gregory, a Republican of Marshall, that was signed into law by Governor Mike Parson in July. The provisions enforcing the federal law will apply to insurance providers starting January 1st of 2022. The measures codify in state statute that health insurance plans must meet the requirements of the Mental Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act of 2008. The landmark federal law was signed into law by former President George W. Bush and stipulated that health insurance plans cannot impose dollar limits or restrictions on mental health treatments, including substance use disorders, that are greater than those for other physical medical conditions. But advocates have argued that insurers have found loopholes to exploit, and regulation is primarily in the hands of the states. A lack of enforcement could result in patients being denied coverage for mental health services and greater costs shifted to taxpayers and programs like Medicaid as mental health issues are exacerbated, according to a senior policy advisor with the Kennedy Forum. While Missouri just signed into law the enforcement of the Federal Act, other states like California have gone further and passed laws aimed at closing the law's gaps. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.